Out of 25 economists polled by Reuters, 15 expected rates to remain unchanged, while 10 anticipated a 25 basis point cut. The MPC sided with the first batch as three members elected to keep interest rates unchanged at 3.5%, while the other two voted for that cut amidst the expectation of a deeper GDP contraction than previously forecast. Kevin Lings, chief economist at StandUp, joins us now with his analysis on the decision that was announced this afternoon. Thanks so much, Kevin, for your time this evening. So like I say, we had economists having expressed mixed views on another rate cut ahead of the MPC announcement. We've got rates being kept on hold, two calling for a cut. Was it the right call that was made today?
Evening, Alicia. I think it was. If you look at the last couple of meetings, they've obviously been very close calls. So to me, it wasn't a surprise that this was effectively another close call. You could make an argument for a rate cut in terms of the growth dynamic and the fact that inflation remains well under control. So I can see where that argument came from. But I guess from the Reserve Bank's perspective, they would suggest that they've cut interest rates already quite substantially. They've pretty much halved the interest rate during the course of this year, and you would argue that is significant. They would argue, I guess, that cutting interest rates are somewhat less effective in stimulating growth. So it's not as if it's going to provide a phenomenal uplift to economic activity. And then critically, I think they must be concerned that the more they cut interest rates, the more they put the currency ultimately at risk in terms of trying to attract foreign investment flows. And given that they've managed to get inflation well under control, we pretty much now at the midpoint of the inflation target, the Reserve Bank can comfortably say that inflation is now anchored around the midpoint. Why give up that gain for 25 basis points, 50 basis points cutting rates? So I think the Reserve Bank's being conservative. I think it was the right decision. I think they can now go on hold for a while and see how things develop. And if need be, it's clear that there is some scope to cut rates. It's not as if we have now got to the bottom and we can't move any further. But in the short term, I think they'll keep rates on hold.
That being said, Kevin, what stimulatory effect have the cuts that we've seen so far this year started to have? We know that Governor Lesetša Ganyago was quite emphatic about the fact that they're still expecting rate cuts from previous meetings to start translating to the real economy.
So far, I would argue that there's almost no effect in terms of stimulating new economic activity. Most of the benefit of the rate cut so far has been simply to ease pressure on individuals and companies that have existing areas of credit. So if you have a mortgage, you would have seen that your mortgage payments have come down quite nicely. Potentially your car payments, your credit card payments. You've seen the benefit of the interest rate reduction, undoubtedly. But it doesn't mean that consumers have taken that benefit and rushed out and gone shopping or taken on even more credit. If we look at the credit cycle, it's actually very muted at the moment. Mortgage credit is actually slowing quite sharply. Credit card debt, personal loans, all slowing. The banks are being fairly conservative. So I would say the benefit so far is just to ease pressure, and there's nothing wrong with that. That is part of what interest rates are about. And I think in order to provide the stimulus, firstly, it's going to take time. And secondly, it needs other support mechanisms. It needs the confidence in the country broadly to be better. It needs more active policy from government. In terms of maybe infrastructure or other types of development. And then I think you'll see the uplift from an interest rate cut. But it's limited by the fact that it's cutting interest rates in a very depressed economic environment and a very low confidence environment. Therefore, the benefit is fairly muted.
And I know this is an economy that, one wants to start getting spending again, Kevin, but we can't ignore, the other side of the equation as well, in that, those with investments or savings are being punished if we see rates go lower and lower. And you want to kind of sidestep that punitive impact as well.
Undoubtedly, it's hurting people who have money simply in the bank. When we look at the bank situation, they're sitting with significant excess cash. They really don't want any more money. They're not willing to do a huge amount of credit. So you're not being rewarded for saving money in this country. It does then perhaps entice you into investing in other asset classes, maybe some equities and so on. But generally, yes, it's not encouraging of people who rely very heavily on that interest income. And so that has to come into consideration from the Reserve Bank. Obviously, it's not their primary objective, but it's something they would be mindful of. I think overall, though, think of interest rates as a risk-reward trade-off. What are you benefiting? What are you gaining if you cut rates? And I would say very little under current circumstances. And what is the risk that you're taking on? There is risk that suddenly the currency finds itself under more pressure. We're not attracting foreign investment, that inflation becomes problematic. So on a risk-reward basis, I'm not convinced that there's a need to cut rates further than what the Reserve Bank already has, which I think is fairly impressive.
Well, let's leave it there, Kevin. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Kevin Lings is Chief Economist at Standard.